Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
If there were an occasion to choose the most martial of all bird species, I would not pick the majestic eagle with its fierce countenance or the falcon renowned for its hunting prowess. Instead, my vote would go to the 5-inch chimney swift. Do not be misled by their high-pitched twittering calls, sounding like the staccato noises emanating from a room full of adolescent girls. These birds can fly. Though sooty gray in color, they are the blue angels of the bird world. Wingtip to wingtip in perfect formation, they zoom through our summer sky, twisting and turning with stiff, rapid wing beats and graceful glides. They never perch on wires to rest like swallows because their tiny feet can only cling to vertical surfaces. Only hummingbirds, close relatives who function as avian military helicopters, rival the extent of their aerial maneuvers. Chimney swifts nest throughout the eastern half of the United States and migrate in autumn to spend the winters in the northwestern quarter of South America. Originally, they nested in large hollow trees, but because such habitat is now uncommon, most nesting today occurs in open chimneys. The twig nests are glued to the vertical walls with their sticky saliva. Usually, there will be only one active nest per chimney. Populations of chimney swifts are in general decline because of loss of natural habitat and fewer open chimneys. Chimney swifts are born aces. Two parent birds and their offspring can down thousands of flying insects every day. Their targets are mosquitoes, gnats, and termites. So if you hear a noise in your chimney that sounds like faraway thunder or perhaps muffled cannon fire, consider yourself fortunate. It is only the wing beats of your private Air Force on patrol.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.